Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Long Beach, California. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, I am joined by Mermaid Tiffany and the Scuba Cowboy. They're with me finally after meandering through the aisles here. And we have stopped off at our friends from Shark Diving International, James and Lawrence. How are you guys?
Doing great, Greg.
Now, Lawrence, I got to tell you that Tiffany has been bugging me for the last, I don't know, at least 6 months, saying, I want to go diving with these great whites, and you're the man to make it happen, right?
We make it happen for a lot of people. We can make it happen for Tiffany.
You'll make it happen for mermaids again after our last little experiment that basically proved that the great white is not the king of the ocean, that indeed the mermaids are, because we put the mermaids in the water, and the sharks dissipated. That's how it went. So we got to test this theory again and use her as a mermaid sacrifice, you think?
The last trip was awesome, so let's try to do it better this time.
Yes, it was. It was a great time, and I guess the statute of limitations have expired since that trip, and we can try this again, James, you think?
Oh, that would definitely be fun. We'll definitely have some more fun again.
Now Tiffany, you are up for this, then, right?
I am so ready. I've been waiting to do this. I had to put up with you all the time, so I think I can handle a shark.
Well, that could be the case. I don't know. Last time we had four mermaids on the boat with these guys, and it almost... I don't know if it, what happened, but it was a scary time. Several elements of that kind of went awry. You hear what I'm saying, James?
I remember you cowering in the corner of the cage.
Well, you would, too, if you were surrounded by four mermaids that were insane, right?
I wasn't there.
Not physically. Not mentally.
It takes
a lot of, antiseptic, like alcohol.
Editing.
A lot of video and audio editing. Yeah, it was a good time from what we remember, and we'll leave it at that. The party at the end of the trip was phenomenal. But Tiffany, this is on your bucket list for diving, is to go dive with the great whites, and doing it in Guadalupe is where you want to do it, right?
Yeah.
Is that still the place to go, Lawrence, or should we take her to Farallon Islands or someplace else where you guys are doing this stuff now?
No, Guadalupe is still the top destination for the conditions, the amount of animals that are there. You know, the Farallons, mermaids aren't really into that because there's a lot of predation activity there, a lot of blood and guts and sharks ripping and tearing things up.
Maybe I'm wrong. Let's do it.
Okay, we'll go to the Farallons.
This mermaid here, she's pretty hardcore. I don't know.
I would have pushed one of the other mermaids in, guarantee.
Well, they'll just be her. I mean,
they go, oh, the poor little seal, and all the guys are like, yeah, the shark. They cheer the shark on. So if she wants to root for the shark, we'll take her to the Farallons. But
right. No, that's Pup. He knows. He taught me everything I know.
Yeah. Well, he's your dad.
She's a predator.
She's a predator.
She's definitely a predator.
Yeah. She'll cut you. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Why
mean, she's.
Do both?
What's that?
Why can't we do both?
Do yep. What? I'll like do Farallons and Guadalupe.
Yep. Yeah, it's on the West Coast. It's really easy to get from San Francisco down to San Diego.
You got a lot of people that do that? Do they ever double up like that?
It's the White Shark Circuit, the West Coast White Shark Circuit, absolutely.
So they'll do like, 5 days in Guadalupe and then what are the trip lengths?
You always start at the Farallons and warm up at Guadalupe.
Aha, yes. Okay, all right. Well, that could happen. And you guys have some new boats you're working with too, right, James?
Yeah, we have the Solmar 5, the Nautilus Explorer, and the brand new Nautilus Bellarmine. So it's going to be exciting, our little fleet out there. And at the Farallons, we have the world-renowned Superfish.
Which means what?
It's a badass boat for some badass conditions.
Okay, so it's just a super kind of boat, you're saying. It's not a super fish. I thought it was like some new great white shark you found, like a megalodon. But that's the name of the boat, is the Superfish.
The name of the boat is the Superfish.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So what do you think, Tiff? You want to do this. And you know you got to get in the water with the great whites no cage.
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. What do you think? Lawrence, are you up for this?
I think we better use the cage at the Farallons for sure.
Yeah, why? She'll look too much like a seal?
Well, yeah, we use decoys there, you know, and you can't really just be swimming around. Because at the Farallons, they are majorly hunting. This is what they're doing. They're killing elephant seals and sea lions left and right. Blood and guts everywhere. You can't go swimming around in that.
Hmm. Well, I don't know, Tiffany. All you have to do is, if you swim around, you just don't look like an elephant seal.
Mermaid looks like a...
We don't have any mermaids that look like elephant seals. That was the point I'm trying to make. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly.
She's giving me that look that you can't see on the radio, but you can kind of hear it.
You can't show the surfboards that are bitten in three pieces. You know, one piece looks just like this. You can't see that on radio, but you know the decoys get ripped, shredded apart. You just can't see that.
Is that how you're bringing them in the Farallons,
yeah.
or you chum them, or what? How does it? What do they do there that's different from Guadalupe? As far as bringing them close to the boat.
The chumming occurs naturally there, okay? There's like 5,000 to 8,000 marine mammals on this very small 100-acre rock. So we can smell that island long before we see it, and so can the sharks. So the sharks are attracted there by the scent of those animals. So you put anything on the surface that looks like what they're smelling is something of interest and usually is attacked.
So if that was Mermaid Tiffany... That might work. That would be a really amazing video. I bet it would make YouTube's top 10. What do you think, James?
Yeah, it would definitely be top 10.
Now, has that changed your mind at all, Tiffany?
No, because as long as you're in the water, they're not going to go for me.
Let's just stay in the cage. We'll just keep
I'm going to stay in the cage, trust me.
They always go for the weakest person, Greg. So.
No. I'll be in the cage or on the boat watching.
The real question is, are you up for it after being a victim? Of shark attack.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, I've had my time.
Recovered victim now. So.
Yeah, I'm a shark attack survivor, but that's a whole nother story. We'll leave that for that. I still got the little scar on my middle finger. And
that was your index finger. That you
Yeah, my index finger. That
oh
one.
Oh my gosh.
The middle finger was a scar from something else.
I used to see the middle finger a lot, but.
Yeah. I hear you. But okay, so. As far as how you guys are doing this now, when we did it back in the day, you had the two cages on the back of the boat and you had the submersible cage. Still same type of setup, or are they different versus Farallons and Guadalupe or what?
Remember, that was a while ago.
Yeah.
So we have larger vessels there now, so we have more sophisticated equipment. So we have more submersible cages, better surface cages. So it'd be a different experience, but you know, because we're on the cutting edge always. We're always improving, designing new stuff. So you were there like 5 or 6 years ago. It's going to be a completely different setup when you come back this time.
But same big old animals, same great encounters, video, blow your mind.
That's right. Just a little bit closer, a little bit more deeper, a little bit longer. You know, all those good verbs that you like to use.
Deeper, longer, stronger, harder, or something.
Oh, God. No,
yeah.
I have a question.
What?
Okay, what's the... Obviously, I know the differences between the submersible ones and the surface ones. Is there...
One's in the water, one's in the surface.
I said I know what the difference is,
oh, okay.
Greg.
Yeah, but I'm just
I was
sure.
asking if there was, like, what the pros and cons of each were. If you see more... If you're in a submersible or if you're in a surface, or does it really matter? Is it just the diver's preference? Or
It's just a different perspective. A lot of action at the surface cages because that's where the baits are. So you see a lot of mouth gaping and splashing on the surface. And then down in the submersible cage, it's a little bit more peaceful. They're swimming around, being very graceful, but close. You can see them. You know, nice silhouette shots from the shark from above. He blocks out the sun. You know, it's a really amazing experience, but it's just different perspectives.
Okay.
Yeah. And if they eat you, less people would see it in the submersible cage.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nobody can hear you scream.
That's true. If you're at the surface, you can hear that, help, you know, that kind of thing, too. Now, you guys have never had an incident. It's really safe, but just an amazing... Not too exactly. And that wasn't on the boat. That was after we got off the boat. And we had the after party. There after a week.
After
the crew had been to sea at 6 weeks, and you bring four mermaids, you know all hell's going to break loose at the after party for the trip. And who knows? We could put something like that together. But that scares me way more than the great whites do. You hear what I'm saying, James?
Yeah, I'm almost afraid for the sharks.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm afraid for me and you and the rest of your crew. That's who we got to watch out for.
Our 100% safety record is still intact, going on 15 years. So.
Nice. And the season for Guadalupe and the Farallones is what?
August through November. Farallon starts a little later, late September through late November.
All right, Lawrence, and the website for Shark Diving International is what?
Well, seasharks.com, S-E-E, sharks with S.com, and also greatwhiteadventures.com.
Well, there you go. Book it today. You know the season. Yeah, we'll find out when Tiffany's going to do this and whether she's king of the sharks or the sharks are king of her. More coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next. Stay close.
Here on the island.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwatercay.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Sweet zombie Jesus. It's huge.
Whoa, that's big.
A colossal mouth bass. It's diving.
It's pulling us under. Everyone into the ship.
Hey, divers. This show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too. Cause you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to blow. Now this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. I said, this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. I said, this sounds like the place to go. So everybody, go with the flow. Cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
We are back here in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show. Now we're walking the aisles, you know, whether it's great white sharks or places to go. Actually, we're standing right next to this, I don't know, this resort I've never heard of. and Palau. We're going to kind of get the lowdown on that in just a bit. But our buddy Dan and Betty, well, our buddies, Dan and Betty are with us right now. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm great. So how are you enjoying the scuba show here so far?
Having a great time. We're walking the show floor today, actually, as Betty gets ready for her presentation on dive travel. I did a presentation yesterday on the aging diver. It's actually called the Ageless Diver. And most often when people come to presentations, you know, the age group is a little bit high, maybe in the 40s or 50s, and they were probably in the 60s and 70s yesterday.
Yes. So. And their questions were like, hey, can I just... can I dive? Or what are they asking? Well, or what are you trying to tell them?
Yeah, it was interesting. Before it started, a lady came up to me and she said she had just turned 63. And she said, I have to stop diving now, don't I? And I said, why? I said, are you in good health? And she said, yes. And I said, well, there's no reason why you can't continue to dive as long as you're in good health. Age is kind of irrelevant as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling Tiffany. But she keeps reminding me that I'm... like twice her age.
Well, you are getting up there.
Well, no, that's not mentally.
It's not my fault that somebody thought that you were Pup's dad. I mean, come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. He just celebrated a birthday 2 weeks ago. That's not possible. You're a liar. You're a liar. Yes. The Ageless Mermaid or something.
You could have thought you were Pup's grandfather.
Yeah, well,
that's a silver lining.
Well, you know what? That's probably worth another presentation that you could put together, you know. Mermaids that are out of line or something like that. But, okay, so the Ageless Diver, you gave that presentation, and Betty's doing one on travel?
On travel.
So, like what? In what sense?
What she does is she talks about packing and preparing for a trip and some of the things that people don't really realize about passports, for example. You have to have at least 2 unblemished pages in your passport before you can travel to certain countries. And if you don't have that, even if there's a smudge or a bleed through on it, sometimes they won't let you on that plane, even though you have a valid ticket.
Now, what is the point of that? Because I've seen that before, too, and that's quite annoying for someone like me who has a tendency to travel outside the country, just going to the Bahamas or something, and I'll get it stamped, and next thing you know, my passport is filled up. Why do they have to have a blank page? Just because they're anal?
Well, that may be, but I mean, it's hard to really get a straight answer about those things because it really doesn't make a lot of sense when we traveled. In fact, I had a problem with that going to South Africa a number of years ago. And even when I got there, they only used a small portion of one page, even though I had to have 2 complete empty pages.
Yeah, I mean, people sometimes, you know, like Tiffany, for instance, loves getting her passport stamped, don't you?
Love it.
You go out of your way to...
I get extras.
Can I get... Yeah, and I'm like, don't have them do that because you're wasting pages, and then they... Sit there if you want to get more pages for your passport. It costs another like $50 or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It actually could cost well over $100 to have that done.
Yeah.
And then, but if you have a scrapbook, so it is like a scrapbook you can keep to show people where you've been.
That's what Instagram and Facebook are for, though, Tiffany.
Do you tweet?
Yeah, of course.
Twitter?
Of course, we have a Scuba Radio Twitter account. Why?
I was curious. What do you put on there?
Pictures of my passport and where I've been.
Like Neil Watchman, I used to tweet when I was younger. But
yes, I'm not sure what that. I think it was more of a form of a precursor to twerking.
It might have been. Yeah. It might have
very
been.
Well. But passport issues like that, she just reminds people you got to think about this. That if your passport, if you have traveled and you don't have blank pages, that could become a big problem.
It could. She also gives you tips on things to make it easier for you to get through customs and immigration. For example, sometimes frequent flyer status helps you. Certainly helps you in getting a different seat in the plane, which is really good. She'll also talk about packing and making sure that everything is actually put in waterproof containers. So there are waterproof bags she has her clothing in, because if you fly through Miami, for example, and they're unloading the plane and have to be during a rainstorm, you know, your luggage could be very well saturated.
Yes, and that would be a bummer when you have to put on some dry clothes and realize they're not dry, for sure. Now, you're walking through, you know, some of the travel sections here. We're by Guam and Palau. Have you been to these places yourself or no?
Yeah, in fact, I was actually in Guam a couple of years ago for a meeting and had an opportunity to stop by Kwajalein, which is a fabulous place to dive. Because in the lagoon is a fully intact, upside-down German battleship from World War II.
Wow.
Called the Prince Eugen.
Okay.
But the problem with Kwajalein is that it's a military base, so you have to have permission from the U.S. Army to get off the plane.
But you got that. Everybody knows you.
Well, I know. But we were actually there to visit a dive club. They have a huge dive club there on Kwajalein, and really there's not a whole lot of other stuff to do but dive. But it's a fabulous place, and that dive club was a very strong supporter of Divers Alert Network. When I was with them, they were a major donor for Dan.
Excellent. Well, I love it. I want to go there, and I want to go to Palau, too. I mean, you know, the thing about Palau is that they got that jellyfish lake thing. Have you done that?
No, never done jellyfish lake.
But they got all these jellyfish in this lake that they have lost their stinging capability, so you can get in the water with them and do that kind of thing. But it's, like, unique to this one spot in Palau.
And from what I've been told, it's actually it sits on top of a volcano. And so as you go deeper, the water gets warm, and it stays warm in there anyway, but it does get extremely warm when you're down near the bottom. That's what I've been told.
That's what you've been told. I believe that could happen. What do you think, Tiff? Does that sound like a possibility? Would you want to? Is that on your bucket list as well as the great white sharks to go dive in Jellyfish Lake in Palau?
Yes. One stipulation, though.
What?
I prefer if you don't go.
Prefer I don't go. If I don't go, you don't go, because you're riding on my fintails.
I can make it work.
Yeah. She is a mermaid.
Right in front of the great white shark booth here.
That's right. Well, we were over there at Shark Diving International's thing with Lawrence.
Did you see the magazine that's over there? The magazine has a photo on the cover that I took.
It does. Which one? Which magazine?
Great White Shark.
Really? Oh, see, Dan does all kinds of stuff. You know, he used to work at Divers Alert Network, and now he's doing photos and consulting and presentations and things like that. And, that's a nice shot. You took that picture?
I took that picture.
Really? Where was that at?
That was in Guadalupe.
That was in Guadalupe. Okay, well, we just took Tiffany over there.
Where that shark actually bit my camera housing.
It did.
I have scratches on the underside of my camera.
He didn't really agree with, he didn't like having his photo taken, I guess?
Well, he was actually after something else, and my camera just happened to get in the way.
Yeah, he's like, damn paparazzi, I'll show them.
I was in a cage.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in a cage.
And in fact, there's a whole series of other photos in here.
Love talking about photos on Scuba Radio, but you know,
hey,
check it out. You know, you can do it. And by the way, what is this magazine? We can tell people
this
to get
this.
This
is the Journal of Diving History that comes from the Historical Diving Society.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can Google that and find out how to be a part of their organization.
That's one that I took also.
That's nice.
Can the listening audience see that?
Yeah, they
see it. Hold it up close to the microphone.
Very colorful. It's almost like 3D. See, it's amazing what we can do with the technology today here on Scuba Radio. It's just California. You know, they're very technologically advanced out here on the left coast. All right, more coming up. Stay close. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, I mentioned we were right in front of the Palau booth, and I got Lucy with me right here, who is representing this resort. You're the only resort in Palau, is that right? Or
well, there are other resorts, but the biggest one.
The biggest one, okay.
Yeah, biggest
and a nice picture here, display they have, and it definitely caught my eye. Reminds me of a real upscale resort that like we've been to.
It's a five-star resort,
Five-star, nice beach, crystal clear water. Palm trees, that is an impressive picture.
Yes,
so it definitely draws people like me in. It's like, I want to go there.
Yeah, I hope so. The picture is really as is. It's not made up or anything.
Hadn't been photoshopped.
Yeah, photoshopped, nothing at all.
And so Jellyfish Lake is just up around the ridge from your resort.
It's about 45 minutes by boat ride.
Okay.
And you can be picked up right at the resort, the pier. So.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
So this is Palau Pacific Resort.
Exactly.
And all-inclusive kind of place, right?
Yeah, all-inclusive. There are all kinds of packages available. You check us on the website. Just
Do you ever have mermaid visits?
Well, not yet, so hopefully soon we'll have one.
This could be a spot for a Scuba Radio broadcast. What do you think there, Scuba Cowboy?
I think it's a great spot, and I'm certain that if I'm invited along, it will inspire several songs because it's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, now Palau, so the diving there, we got Jellyfish Lake, which I've heard about for years.
And Palau also is known for dugongs. So. They are sea mermaid. Dugong.
Well, like manatees.
Yeah, manatees.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Palau, along with California also,
Now, is that in the, are they in the ocean or in the freshwater? Is there freshwater stuff there by the resort as well, or like caves and things, or what?
Yeah, there are caves, underwater caves, which are also quite popular for divers. So, and Blue Corner, which is also being exhibited here. Blue Corner.
Yeah?
Yeah. So there's so many other dive sites besides the, and also for non-divers, there are so many things to do on land.
Well, I see a beautiful beach, and that would be very attractive for non-divers as well. Just kick back on one of the lounges. Really nice place. Palau Pacific Resort, definitely on the list.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. I stayed there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore. Beauty in the world.
Yeah, I think I've ditched Mermaid Tiffany, so I'm safe for a while. She's just getting to me. Can only take so much of these mermaids in an extended period of time. And when you're out on the left coast, they have a tendency to just mix in with the crowd as well. They don't stand out as much in California. I don't know. So I've stopped off of my friends from Explorer Ventures. Clay, Sue, and Mike are with me. And Mike is the man here in California, right? You always come out to this show.
Yes, I do. I do.
Because you live out here. You're one of these left coasters.
I am a left coaster. I live in Northern California, so I love coming to Southern California and enjoying the sunshine.
All right. So is there a difference between the Northern Californians and the Southern Californians as far as they act, or are they all colorful? Because it's a very unique crew or diving element that I find out here. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely hear it. I think there's some differences that between Southern and Northern California.
Yeah, they're more laid back in Southern California. Yo, dude, let's go diving, man.
It's all about surf up, but we're going diving. It's warm. It's
and up in north, they're like what?
Excuse me?
And up north, they're like how? How do they act up north?
They're a little bit more conservative.
More conservative up north?
Yes, definitely conservative. Simply because the water temperature up there is a lot cooler than it is here in Southern California.
Numb their senses.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, maybe that's it. So they need to get away to places like the Maldives or Galapagos or Turks and Caicos or Saba St. Kitts, like where we're going in October, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, the Caribbean is a great destination for people on the West Coast. They can do an easy 7-day vacation and enjoy just warm 82 degree waters in Saba St. Kitts and also Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, now do you find a particular place that they like to go to more here on the left coast as opposed to, say, at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey where we do the dive show in March?
I think that, you know, the West Coast, they actually like going to the Maldives simply because they're pretty much on the right side of the world to kind of get there.
It's easier.
It's easier. Yeah. Anyway, flight-wise, it definitely can be easier for them. But then again, a lot of people from the West Coast visit the Caribbean just simply because it's easy to do a 7-day break from work and go diving.
Yeah, but do you get that exotic element, though, because we're out here in the Pacific and they think, hey, I'm going to go to the Turks and Caicos. And that's way over in the Caribbean. And we're kind of spoiled in Florida thinking like, okay, well, Turks and Caicos are awesome. We love going there, but, you know, it's pretty easy to get to, and it's not as exotic as for us to maybe go out to the Pacific and places like Hawaii and Fiji and the Maldives and things like that. What do you think?
Well, I think that the Caribbean offers a great alternative than going to the Pacific. Yes, people always will love to go to the Pacific, but, you know, there's also the challenges of the time of travel, you know, because it's definitely a longer period of time in the air, you know, to get to these places in the Pacific versus the Caribbean, where you can just do a very simple flight over to the East Coast and shoot right on down there, and you can just enjoy those 7 days diving.
Yeah. Well, and plus, here in California, I mean, we're in Long Beach, about, what, 25 minutes from LAX. They can fly anywhere on the planet from there, that airport. So it's very, logistically, it's easy for them to get to anywhere they want to be, whether it's the Maldives, Galapagos, Turks and Caicos, or Saba St. Kitts, where we're going in October with our friends from Explore Adventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, you coming on this one?
I
heard a rumor that that you might try to come.
Absolutely correct. I would love to be able to go, and that's something I am just planning on right now, to enjoy the Scuba Radio crew on this Scuba Cruise.
We need another mermaid.
I don't know if I'd look good in a mermaid outfit.
No, yeah, I wouldn't put you in that position. But then again, you know, the drinks are free, and one crazy night, and something could happen, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
You never know.
That's right.
You never
on those, know. It's happened before, unfortunately, and those images will forever be burned into my memory. But then you got to take the good with the bad. But mostly it's good. It's mostly good. Now, our trip is October 4th. We're boarding in St. Martin, and we'll drop off in St. Kitts. And actually, we've added Nevis to the itinerary now, too. What are people reporting back to you about that?
They're absolutely loving some of the dive sites that we're visiting. Their trip reports are coming back, and all of our clients have been just ecstatic to be able to share or be able to see a new destination or new dive sites within a destination that we already operate in. So it's just an added benefit. Where now we have more dive sites to be able to choose from, depending on weather, so we can move around and be able to offer the best possible diving available during that day.
Right, and I think for you to be able to share with folks here at the Scuba Show in Long Beach what it's like to be on the trip, you have to go on the trip, right?
You're absolutely right. First-hand knowledge and experiencing the trip is something that allows us to really be able to sell it and be able to communicate it to our potential customers about what the unique benefits are for the actual week that you're going to spend on the liveaboard.
Yeah. Now, I know the Nevis element is new. When we were there a few months ago, we actually stayed at Nevis a couple days before we got on the boat because we started in St. Kitts and went to St. Martin. It goes back and forth every other week like that. This time, we're starting in St. Martin. We're going to end in St. Kitts. But they've added, at that time, you didn't have the Nevis element. And we did that. And I was like, I told Clay from Explore Ventures, the owner, I said, hey, man, you need to put this on the boat and throw in some of these dive sites that we saw. So that's what you've done.
Yes.
But now I noticed in our itinerary, generally we board the boat. Well, I know we board the boat on Saturday in St. Martin. We cruise around Saba for a few days, and then we get to the dive sites in St. Kitts and Nevis, and we'll end up there for the remainder of the trip. And we get back to dock usually on Friday afternoon in St. Kitts, and then you'll have dinner on your own on the island in St. Kitts. But I'm wondering if we can adjust our schedule slightly and maybe take the dinghy over to the beach on Nevis. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
I know the owner, and I bounced this off of him. He didn't say no.
I think it's a great idea.
Anytime they got these things called killer bees at Sunshines on the beach there at Nevis. We could take the dinghy right over there. I mean, we're talking like between Nevis and St. Kitts, it's like not even a half a mile, I think. It's pretty short distance. They run a water taxi back and forth all the time. We'll just do the dinghy and take it over there and go get ourselves a killer bee. They got a sting to them. They're a drink with like a secret recipe. It's like a KFC thing there in the islands. You hear what I'm saying, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Anything that's unique like that is always going to be a benefit.
It's
for
It's always something you've got to mark off the list on your vacation and see if you survive it. You know, a great way to end the week. You hear what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, anything that's kind of unique and have a nice little surprise element to it is something.
Little sting.
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, on Friday night, you know, that is actually the one day that the crew gets off the boat and they can join us for a cocktail. They end up being on their own time for a little bit, and they have a tendency to join our crew. And I think having a little party there at Sunshines and knocking down a couple killer bees and other concoctions that mix in with it could be fun, dangerous. It wouldn't be dangerous at all. You know, who knows? But we'll create a very special party at the end of our week. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea, and I will make sure that we can actually execute that and be able to offer that to everybody who joins us on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Excellent. So we got that. We got our friends from Scuba Pro that are going to be on board. We don't know which representative from Scuba Pro is coming on over with us yet, but they're doing a demo week again, and everybody last time on the trip got some great stuff from Scuba Pro masks. One person got a Scuba Pro regulator. So, and on top of the fact that they got to try out BCs and regs and Scuba Pro gear throughout the week and try it out and see if it was something they would want to, you know, purchase later on. But made out like bandits is the bottom line. So we got that. We got the Scuba Cowboy on board for entertainment. We'll do our radio show. We got mermaids and maybe even killer bees at the end of the week. I just cut a deal here with Mike Clay. He gave me the green light to go to Nevis for our Friday night party at the end of the trip. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess I can't argue with that one.
All right, there you go. The owner says yes, we'll make it happen. This will be a party. So he says he's going. You told me you were going. So will there be any spots for anybody who wants to actually purchase a trip or a ticket or what?
Well, I think Mike and I are probably going to have to fight it out. So it'll probably be a Coliseum-style
like
wrestling
match. Like coleslaw wrestling kind of thing? Or
I don't think coleslaw will be involved, no. That's probably
Pudding. Chocolate pudding.
Yeah, okay. Nobody wants to see that, Greg.
Well, it's radio. And I'd be happy to do the play-by-play. And, you know, that'd be fun. But, yeah, we ought to do that. We ought to get as many. Well, there'll be a spot or two that people can purchase. And, of course, you can go to 1-800 or go to exploreadventures.com or call 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you want on board the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Adventures, and we'll have a party October 4th through the 11th. But I'm looking forward to it. What do you think, Clay?
I'm looking forward to it, too, because I'm assuming I'm going to beat Mike's butt, so we'll be I'll be all set to go.
Yeah, he's laid down the gauntlet. What do you think, Mike?
I'm scared.
You're scared?
I'm scared.
Yeah, Andy's the owner, so it's kind of weird that, you know, it's like he's got to fight his boss for a space. I'm not sure how that's going to go over, but, you know, there's no telling. But you know what? Whatever happens, we will do the play-by-play and, of course, cover it right here on The Big Show. All right, more coming up on The Scuba Show from Long Beach next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word.
Look around. People are having fun. It's a dive, Bree. Dive in.
It's a scary silence. We are going underwater.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. When you come up for air, you feel brand new when you come up for air. When you come up for air, that's what it feels like when you come up for air. When you come up for air, you feel brand new when you come up for air. When you come up for air.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, I've moved up to the front of the show after talking to our friends from Explore Ventures. You know, we got our cruise happening, our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise happening in October in St. Kitts and Saba. We got another one on, you know, in the works for next year. So, you know, we keep, you know, adding these to the planner, and we'll tell you about that when the time is right. But, you know, we usually work a lot, or we have been working a lot with the folks from Dive Training on some of these trips as well. And the next one, we hope to tie them into this. And this trip actually could involve our friend Catherine, who is also one of the big cheeses there at Dive Training Magazine. Catherine, what you're like the editor right under Alex. I don't know. What do you like, make sure it looks perfect or something? Or what? How does that work?
Well, the job title is executive editor, and okay. That $5 will get you something nice at Starbucks. But at any rate, I have the good fortune of working with all the artists. I assign the articles, assign the photography, and then I get to help put it together.
So you do all the work and get none of the credit kind of thing is what we were saying, right?
Oh, I get a trip every now and then. They say thank you.
Well, that may be one of our trips. We may put her in, put her in the plan for one of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises because, you know, back in the day, Catherine, when I first met her many years ago doing Scuba Radio and at one of the Dima shows, we went to one of their parties and I found out Catherine, obviously she worked with Dive Training Magazine, but they said that, she has other skills as well. She's a hand model. I'm like, hand model? I got to talk to this woman. And she showed me her hands, and I was quite impressed. And so you still do the magazine and just model on the side, hands only.
Actually, I hung up the hands.
You're retired hand model. Is there such thing as a super hand model? That's kind of what you are, weren't you?
I don't know about super, but I did handle a few good modeling jobs in my day. But,
yes.
Impressive. Day
she can do the whole body thing. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying it's impressive just the fact that she was a hand model. I really found that amusing. And that's probably just me, isn't it?
Well, parts is parts.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. But you're still doing the magazine thing. But you also do a little side work as well with folks. I know you're working with, you worked with Ron Kipp on his book that he put out this past year, right?
Yes. I had an absolute blast working with Ron Kipp, helping get his book published. And I do freelance book publishing on the side. And I also work as a writing coach.
A writing coach. And so basically how does that work? You just kind of like, is that like a life coach kind of thing where you're trying to motivate them to write or what?
Well, it's not so much life coachy as it is someone comes to me with a story idea and they really have what they think is a great story and I help them flesh it out and we develop the story around how they'd like to get it told and published. We actually start out with an outline and then we do a fair bit of writing and then from there I essentially go in and coach them on how to use their voice, how to write. I edit the writing, and then ultimately we publish that as a finished product.
All right, so let me get this right, because this makes a lot of sense, especially since we're out in California here on the left coast. We're close to Hollywood. I was talking to some producer lady earlier who had written a movie and starred in it and filmed it and the whole thing. And I'm thinking, like, if only these people would come to you first, Sharknado would have never been made. Am I right?
You can pretty much bet on that.
Yes, but, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, it's more than just a book. Everybody's got a story, and especially every scuba diver has a story. Every single one of us has the story of the first time we went on a dive.
Right.
And whether that turns into a presentation for a second grade classroom in your hometown, or something for Rotary Club, or in a dive club newsletter, or on television, or a screenplay, or a big hit, you know, big stream book that comes out. Everybody's got a story, and what I like to do is help people craft their storytelling and turn it into something that they can share with other people. So,
right. Say, do you ever have people come to you and it's like, this is what happened to me, this is my story, and you listen to them, and you're like, that really sucks. I wouldn't even write it down, just erase it from your memory. That's never happened. That's not what a writing coach does, I guess.
No, and the wonderful thing is every story is one that's worth telling. My job as a writing coach is to help get underneath the story and buoy it up so that it floats out into the world and into people's hearts.
I love how you say that. I mean, I probably need a speech coach. You hear what I'm saying? You could probably pull that one off too, Catherine. But let's get back to diving a little bit more. It's fun to talk about it, but where have you been diving lately?
Actually, I just did an old home return to the United States Virgin Islands. I lived and worked there for 13 years, a long, long time ago, and I went back on the old home tour and had a blast.
So, Virgin, is that where the Wreck of the Rhone, or is that where we're talking about, or no? Is that somewhere else? Did I get those mixed up?
The Wreck of the Rhone is actually in the British Virgin Islands.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, they're the next one.
It was some Virgin Island place.
Yes, you get all your virgins mixed up.
Well,
I understand that.
Yeah.
But no, the U.S. Virgin Islands is St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix. And all three islands are the part of the U.S. flag, but they're distinctly different in terms of the diving opportunities and the culture and the general vibe. So you got to go to all three to really get the true flavor of the United States Virgin Islands.
So are we going to read about that in dive training here in an upcoming issue next year? Is that the plan?
Absolutely. Stay tuned, because the United States Virgin Islands, there'll be an article on St. Croix and then also another article on St. Thomas, St. John, and that will be featured in future issues of dive training.
Well, there you go. You got a scoop right here from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. All right, that'll do it. Till next time, remember, it's always better. I should consult my coach on this, but do you know where it is?
Down where it's wet, Greg.
Each little snug here, cutting a rug here.
I'm the lassie.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot here. I'm not the water. Yeah, we get luck here. Now we get fun here.
I'm the lassie.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.